miniature dinosaurs on my hilltop. From the time I toddled until I finished third grade, I called oil boom towns dotting Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico home. During those years, my family lived in this stark and beautiful region. My dad would bring me bits of petrified dinosaur skeleton he found near rig locations where he worked. These bones turned stones gripped my imagination until I had to add a dinosaur tooth and a dinosaur coprolite, otherwise known as fossilized dew, to my rock collection. When I became a mom, I dragged our two little girls to the panhandle of Oklahoma so they could walk where dinosaurs once trod. Preserved tracks in a dry wash provided a 3D snapshot regarding the size of the monstrous creature that meandered this trail millions of years ago. Outside Kenton, Oklahoma, the girls stood in trash can lid-sized impressions that made my daughter's tiny feet look like freckles. Then the little explorers discovered that no matter how far they stretched their legs, they couldn't take a step as big as a dinosaur could. Even my extra tall legs didn't match that long dead creature's stride. Ancient three-toed footprints embedded in sandstone intrigued me until I finally realized they looked just like a jillion-time magnification of chicken prints scattered about my yard. This made me wonder if my flock and the vanished reptiles thundering about in my imagination shared other similar traits. After visiting Rocky Mountain Dinosaur Resource Center in Woodland Park, Colorado, I realized many scientists agree dinosaurs and birds share common characteristics. Both have scales. Many had feathers. Both have gizzard stones. They both lay eggs. They sleep head tucked under arm slash wing. And they possess similar brooding behaviors. After learning about these common features, how I viewed my cackling clan changed. Instead of seeing only egg-laying machines snagging tasty insects to recycle into golden yolks, I saw tiny dinosaurs stomping across my hilltop. Did dinosaurs roam their habitat much as chickens do, alert to the slightest motion of a food source? Were some of these vanished reptiles as easy to please as my hens about what they ate? The girls loved their grain, veggies, a crunchy grasshopper, or a stale slice of bread. However, if one of them spies a mouse in the chicken house or yard, chaos erupts as they all join in the fight to devour fresh meat. Did dinosaurs roost at dusk, as hens do? If so, did a group of them gather side by side, chortling reptilian, "Good night, John Boys"? Did their good nights sound like supersonic versions of my flock's cozy bedtime clucks? Regardless of how dinosaurs spent the night, hens running toward a meal reveal an ungainly, two-legged, top-heavy gait many short-armed reptiles shared. The girls' epic culinary battles provide a glimpse of the noise and violence one might experience watching a dinosaur food fight. I wonder if the monstrous beast who left its track in an Oklahoma arroyo wiped its food-crusted mouth back and forth across the landscape as my chickens do to remove beak gunk. My red-combed lady's conscientious brooding over tiny fluffball young demonstrates a tenderness that would be amazing when magnified in much larger dinosaurs. It's hard to imagine such gentle care from a creature whose name means terrible, powerful, wondrous lizard. Dinosaurs may be extinct, but my hens provide a glimpse into this distant world. Seeing my lady's three-toed prints in mud makes me wonder whether future paleontologists will question what kind of dinosaurs lived on my hilltop. Until next time, this is Karen, living the good life on the High Plains.